Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the sea of lights, the mine of secrets, the tongue of proof, the bridegroom of the kingdom of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah, the essence and soul of our lives. The comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and the owner and distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The benefits are amazing. Let me share with you a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who forgets to recite Durood e Paak upon me forgets the road to Jannah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are blessed with the beautiful, merciful, blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the treasures of which are beyond our comprehension. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, for every act of piety, man is rewarded 10 to 700 times. Allah azza wa jal has said that fasting is for me. This is an exception. I will give its reward myself. Allah azza wa jal also says that man refrains from satisfying his desires and eating food for my pleasure. There are two glad tidings for man who fasts, one at the time of sunset and the other when he meets his Lord. Allah Azza wa Jalla likes the smell emanating from the fasting person's mouth more than the fragrance of musk. Subhanallah. And then in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield. When any one of you fasts, he should neither utter words of indecency nor shout. If anyone else abuses him or wants to fight with him, he should say, I am fasting. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we learn from these beautiful hadith mubarakah that the rewards for fasting are amazing. Some good deeds are multiplied tenfold when it comes to the reward. Others 700 times. But when it comes to fasting, the rewards are even more than this. They are unlimited. Subhanallah. And fasting gives you a shield of protection. But only when you protect yourself from sins. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what is the point of fasting if one maintains the same sinful acts that he does outside Ramadan? There is a hadith in Mubarakah, the essence of which is this, that there are some who only gain hunger and thirst from fasting. They do not get these amazing rewards that are on offer. In this month of Ramadan, it is very, very important that we get our intention right. Are we fasting because everybody else is doing it? Are we fasting so that other people don't think bad of me or think good of me? Are we fasting because we're following the crowds? Are we fasting because we will gain respect from those around us? Or are we fasting to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a mu'min is better than his actions. And the better the intention, the greater the reward. So it's very, very important that in this month of Ramadan, where we are enduring hunger and thirst for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, we purify our thought process. We purify our intention so that we are fasting purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even when we're doing sehri, we're doing it because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we're doing iftari, it is for copying the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is eating this blessed food, which is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. I am fasting to please my Creator. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded me to fast. This should be the intention. And once we start to get the intention right, then we start to reap the rewards. Unfortunately, too many of us, we just follow the flock. So we simply start to fast because others are fasting, and we do not sit down and think through all the actions. But if we do, and we start to make the right intentions, the rewards start to increase. So if one makes the intention that I am fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah, then he says, I will remain pious in this day of the fast. I will try and avoid all sorts of sins that displease Allah Azza wa Jal. I will protect my salah and I will make sure I pray on time. I will read the Quran. I will keep my tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, even if during the day he's busy at work and other things, but he's made that intention, he will be rewarded for all those intentions. And if he carries them out, then as I've mentioned, the rewards are amazing. The rewards for fasting, subhanallah, are so much that they are beyond our comprehension. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Sayyidina Salamah bin Kaysar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who fasts a day for Allah's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him as far away from hell as the distance a baby crow flies continuously until it grows old and dies. And the scholars write that a crow remains alive for a long time. So if it starts its journey as a baby and it continues flying, it can live up to 500 years and fly for that period. Subhanallah. Then, in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody keeps a single fast with silence and peace in Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal will make for him a palace of red rubies or green emeralds. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is zikat for everything, and the zakat of the body is fasting, and fasting is half of patience. Subhanallah. Abdullah bin Abi Ufa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Raka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sleeping of a fasting person is worship, his silence is tasbih, his prayers are answered, and his deeds are accepted. Subhanallah. And then Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone is in a state of fast on the morning, the gates of the skies are opened for him, his body parts make tasbih, and the angels in the first sky, first heaven, pray for forgiveness until sunset. If he offers one or two rakats, they become noor for him in the skies. The heavenly maidens who will be his wives say, Ya Allah, send him to us. We are anxious to see him. If he recites La ilaha illallah or Subhanallah or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels will write reward for him until sunset, until the time of iftar. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the rewards are beyond our comprehension. Lekin, where does the difficulty lie? The difficulty lies in this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that there are two elements to this. The first is giving up bad deeds and sins. And the second is doing good deeds. Now we see that when the month of Ramadan comes, people flock in their numbers, the shayateen are chained up, so they try to do good deeds. At the beginning, masajid bhi bhari hoti, everybody's in the mosques, they are reading the Quran, they are doing the good deeds, and alhamdulillah, like no time other in the year, alhamdulillah, there is a beautiful atmosphere and a vibrant excitement. Everybody wants to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, he says that is the easy bit. Because doing good deeds in this month has been made easy. Where does the difficulty lie? Well, the great Shaykh says that the difficulty lies in actually staying away from sins. When the month of Ramadan comes, it is a great opportunity and a great blessing. Yet, there are some people who will come to the mosque for Taraweeh or who will fast during the day, but what they can't do is stop themselves committing sins. And this is where the difficulty lies. Because the month of Ramadan came to cleanse us, to purify us, to take away all this filth. And yet, even if in this month of Ramadan, we're going to continue to commit sins, and we're not going to gain the mercy and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and forgiveness from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we are struggling. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that the best of creation, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may the person who hears me mentioned but does not recite salah upon me be disgraced. May the person who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before it departs be disgraced. May the person who has old parents but does not enter Jannah by respecting and serving them be disgraced. Allahu Akbar. In this beautiful hadith mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying that may the person be disgraced who has the opportunity and the blessings and the mercy of Ramadan al-Mubarak and yet is not able to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet in this month, my respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is so easy to please Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, pleasing the world is very difficult. Pleasing your relatives, pleasing your family is very, very difficult. And one has to go through great difficulty. But when it comes to pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, it is very easy. You do wudu. You stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You pray 2 rakats. You sit down humbly. You raise your hands. You cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You ask for forgiveness for your sins. And you will gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful and the most compassionate. And in the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy is at its highest. Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings are at their highest. Allah Azza wa Jal has turned to you and me and said, ask, you will get whatever you need. And yet, even in this month, if we are not able to protect ourselves from sins, then it is a great shame. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are different levels of fasting of different people. Now, some people will simply keep their mouth closed and they will abstain from eating and drinking. But that is not what fasting is about. Sayyidina Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri Rahmatullah Alayhi has said, in actual fact, fasting implies abstinence, stopping. It has many conditions, such as preventing the stomach from eating and drinking, preventing the eyes from seeing the wrong thing, preventing the ears from listening to the wrong thing, backbiting, etc., preventing the tongue from useless and inflammatory talk, preventing parts of the body from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. One can be called a true fasting person only when he fulfills the conditions of the organs of the body. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the scholars write that there are three different types of fasting people. There is the fast of the common people who abstain from food and drink. They fulfill the strict Shari compliance, but they do not gain the benefits of Ramadan and Mubarak because the spiritual element is lacking. Then there is the fast of the pious people. And these people not only refrain from eating and drinking and marital relations, but they also avoid all types of evil. And their fast is superior to the first group, because the first group didn't eat and drink, but they carried on doing everything else they did. They carried on committing sins. They carried on lying and backbiting and swindling and everything else they do in the 11 months of the year. But they kept their mouths shut. They didn't eat or drink anything. Whereas the second group, they not only complied with the letter of the law so far as fasting is concerned, but they complied with the spirituality of it. They tried to become pious. And they tried to fulfill the true essence of what was being asked. And then the third group, the fasting of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, who reach such a high level of piety and taqwa, and they completely immerse themselves in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think about where we are on this scale. It's time to have pity on ourselves and ponder carefully. This month of Ramadan al-Mubarak has come. Do we really just want to gain hunger and thirst from it? We are blessed, especially in the northern hemisphere, with long fasts. We have been chosen from the whole of the world to have these long fasts and gain greater reward for fasting. So rather than complaining, think, I have been gifted out of the 1.34 billion Muslims who are fasting all over the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, fast is such an amazing form of worship. And I have been chosen to fast amongst those who are fasting the longest. Subhanallah. Rather than complaining. But not only that, we should go further. And we should say to ourselves, I'm not just going to gain hunger and thirst from this fast. Fasting is not going to be about just not eating and not drinking. No, it's much, much more than that. There is such an amazing realm of spirituality with fasting that one who tastes this fruit will never turn back. And this is why you see the great saints and the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, they fast most year round. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Amir al-Sunnah Damud Barakatum al-Aliyah fasts most year round. And you see on Madni Channel that most of the time there is live sehris and iftaris, and Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah encourages other people to fast. Why? Because even outside the month of Ramadan, fasting helps to control your nafs. Your inner self gives you the bad ideas. And we think that those thoughts, because we haven't learnt to recognize them, we think they're coming from us, and we start to act upon them. Whereas fasting actually crushes the nafs and makes your spirit, your ruh, stronger. And it makes your good side stronger, and it encourages it, and it's food for it. And therefore, gradually by fasting, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you become pious. Now, piety is a very interesting concept, because piety, a lot of people ask, how do we gain it and how does it happen? Let me give you some very interesting quotes. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, achieve piety through obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And through obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, achieve piety. Subhanallah. So let's just think about that very carefully. If we want to achieve the essence of Ramadan, which is piety, then how do we do it? By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. As well as not eating and drinking, we should carry out those things to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should protect our salah. We should read the Quran. We should spend our time reciting through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should spend time reading Islamic books. We should spend time being nice to those around us. We should spend time in the masajid and carry out the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the same time, we should avoid all those things that lead to a disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by this, by leaving those things that are disobedience, and by carrying out those things that are obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will gradually achieve piety. And the more pious you become, it's a beautiful circle. The more pious you become, the more you want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and the more you please Allah Azza wa Jal, the more pious you become. And you're in a beautiful circle where the shaitan will try and break it. But if you build up the strength in this month of Ramadan and you carry on doing good deed after good deed after good deed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the spirit grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, when we come out of this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, your inside is strong. So when there's time for namaz, the salah, the Quran, you become into a routine. You will not leave the home without reading the Quran because you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal outside Ramadan as well. Why? Because you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If somebody is backbiting, you will stay away from it. Why? Because you know this is disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. If there is an opportunity to earn extra money by swindling somebody, you will avoid it and you will stick to halal. Why? Because in this lies the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this way, obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you develop in your heart and in your mind and in your soul piety, sincerity, humbleness, taqwa in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And a lot of brothers ask, they say, why do I not get khushu or khuzu? Why don't I have this humbleness and sincerity in my salah? Because outside salah, we do not have humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal when we're carrying out other actions. We should have this fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should have this fear of the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal outside our salah. And then gradually what will happen is this mindset that we've got comes into our salah. And when we stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we stand in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We stand with humbleness. We stand with sincerity. We have this taqwa. We have this piety. When we bow down in ruku, the humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. When we go into sajda, the khushu or khuzu is there. And we gain the rewards of this amazing form of worship where we're prostrating our heads on the ground and our center of our life. Because don't forget, you recognize the world from the five senses. You've got your eyes in your head. You've got you've got smell, you've got taste, you've got feeling, you've got your brain, you've got your functioning, you've got your conscious. And in sajda, in prostration, all the things that you recognize the world with, this center of attention, you place it down on the ground in a state of humiliation almost, and your forehead and your nose in the ground saying, Ya Allah, I am nothing. This is everything I've recognized the world with. You are my creator. I am humbling myself in your court. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Ya Allah, you are pure, your glory is amazing, and you are the most high. And when you do that in the state of piety and taqwa in the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, the rewards are beyond our comprehension. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it doesn't come easy. The problem these days is that we want the great rewards, we want the great treasures, but we're not prepared to work for it. Even if that is the case, let me share this with you, that in Ramadan al-Mubarak, even little effort reaps great rewards. Koi bhi neki kar le, take a small deed and present it in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and reap the rewards. Because, and try and do it purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, if we were to think, which deed have I done, which only Allah Azza wa Jal knows about? There will be very few. Is there anything we have saved for the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that is just between you and your Creator? No. In this month of Ramadan, try and do as many good deeds as you can. And try and keep them hidden from the people so that it saves you from arrogance and pride and vanity. And try and stay in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and make an effort. And the greater that effort, the greater reward you get. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, yes, the shaitan and the nafs are there to distract us. Yes, the nafs will give you bad ideas. Yes, there will be these mahafil where you will have people who want to pass time fasting. They want to sit down and they want to chill out and they want to watch some movies and they want to play some games. But the difficulty is that when you're combining your piety in Ramadan or your good deeds in Ramadan and you're then balancing them with ghunas and you cannot get away from it, then you are wasting the reward you are getting. Why? Why would you want to put the great effort in, fast from morning to evening, not eat, not drink, and it isn't easy, 16, 18 hours. Pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make sure that you don't say anything wrong. Make sure you don't look at anything wrong. Make sure you do all these things. And then having gained all these mountains of reward, then you start to do ghunah. You start to backbite. You go to these mahfils where you're wasting time with these friends who have nothing better to do. And often when we get together, all we do is talk about a third person. And all those deeds that you spent time and effort earning, suddenly, you're starting to waste them. And how much regret and remorse will we have on the Day of Judgment when we think that we spent Ramadan in a good way, and yet, because these acts of disobedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, our reward is reduced. Akasallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that you should look at the people you are with and the quality of the people you are with. And the criteria given was threefold. And the rationale of the Hadith Mubarakah is this. Stay with those who remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. So seeing them reminds you of the commands of Allah and the remembrance of Allah in your heart. Two, whose speech increases you in knowledge and hidayah. Sit with the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. And third, whose actions remind you of the Akhirah, the hereafter. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, it is sunnats are taught in abundance. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, the knowledge of Deen is taught in abundance. Alhamdulillah, it creates this consciousness of obedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this fear of disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are taught that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal really, the scholars write, is actually fearing the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala ki narazgi, that Allah may be displeased with me. I want to fear Allah Azza wa Jal so that I don't do anything that displeases my Creator. Because if Allah Azza wa Jal displeased with me, then what purpose does this life serve? And if in the month of Ramadan, where Allah Azza wa Jal is showering His blessings and His mercy upon people, I continue to commit acts which displease Allah Azza wa Jal, then what is my life worth? May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to spend our lives in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and to gain the maximum benefit from this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ameen bi jahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.